So, super salad, which one do you prefer? That's how this whole thing started. Super salad. And it was a simple question, jokingly asked of a friend of mine. And I had ended up having a lot of fun with the questions that kind of came from that. Chocolate or vanilla, red sauce, white sauce, red wine, white wine, all that kind of good stuff. I had such a good time that I posted it on my personal Instagram. It evolved into something bigger, and then it became Daily Super Salad, its own dedicated account. And as I posted on that account and started to interact with people, I was struck by another idea. And I decided to pivot once again off of that onto something called Name That Dish YYC. And I still haven't quite got it operational. But here is the episode where I discuss the evolution of this idea, why I'm doing what I'm doing, and I think. And the potential of what it is. So, thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoy and get some insight into what I am up to. Have a great day. Okay, so it's January 10th, and in my car on my way home from work nicer, and I apologize for. No, I don't apologize. It's another car recording, just because I wanted to capture something and a thought process that I had last night and something that I did. It's called Name That Dish YYC, and I just wanted to talk about it before I lost. Kind of the thoughts that I was having, and just wanted to share the inspiration, the upsides of the idea, and what was the other thing? Oh yeah, and I didn't want to like overthink it. I didn't want to like wait too long before I wrote it down or recorded it like this. I didn't write anything down, but I obviously, not obviously, as you may know. I have a tendency to overthink things, and I didn't want to overthink this one. I just wanted to like start spitting stuff out and get it rolling because I think it's a really cool idea. So, last night, after being away from Daily Super Salad for 2 days, I really just needed the breath from being away from like social media in general, and put my phone down actually for almost a full day because I just couldn't be on it. I needed to like be by myself, and I needed a little bit of like me time to get away. But anyways, I came back to Daily Super Salad, and I responded to a DM that I had. I started a conversation with a foodie in Calgary, and I reached out to her and I said, "Hey, like, can I use your pictures? I would love to like change up the backgrounds that I use for my polls on Instagram and have some actually like really nice food pictures." But, you know, I mean, I don't want to start like going out and taking the pictures myself. There's like 100 people on Instagram in Calgary who take pictures of food and love food and share their experiences and all that kind of stuff. Why do I need to reinvent the wheel? So my thought process, my thinking was, I'll just reach out to foodies and ask them to use their content and obviously give them full credit for their pictures, but it'll just make my polls look nicer. So, this person got back to me and they said, yes, go ahead, feel free to use whatever pictures you want. So I grabbed a couple, and as I was doing it, I started to like look, and I just had this idea. It just kind of came to me, like I'm about to use these pictures, like, or the thinking was to just use pictures of the topic of the day. So if you don't follow Daily Super Salad, or if you have no idea what I'm talking about, Super Salad was a game basically that I started. First, it was with friends. We were in person. We were just talking about food, and it was literally the first question was super salad. The next question was the best soup you ever had or the best salad you ever had. And the next question was what were they? And then it went on. Like we just started having fun. Chocolate or vanilla? If you have pasta, do you like red sauce or white sauce? Do you drink red wine or drink white wine? And, you know, pizza or pasta, Thai or Chinese, like you could just make 1,000 of these things. And we had so much fun doing it, and everybody there like really enjoyed food. So I've started putting it on my personal Instagram page. The food people, like the food lovers, I wouldn't call them foodies, like food lovers, just started engaging with it in like another way. We started talking and I got excited. So I started an account called Daily Super Salad, where I was going to post like micro polls. And I say micro, like 5 to 10 questions instead of like the 30 questions that I was doing every day. And it was great. I detail like the upsides and why I did it in another episode. I think it was episode 12 of this podcast. About it's called what, like Daily Super Salad. So anyways, going back to last night, I was about to post a poll for the first time with somebody else's pictures, and I was grabbing like I took like 2 or 3 screenshots from their Instagram page, and I just kind of realized like, huh, like what else can I do with this? And it was, maybe it was like a guessing game, like instead of taking the picture and naming it and then giving credit, what if I just took the picture, posted it, and said, do you know what this is? Because a lot of foodies post pictures and they'll tag the restaurant, you know exactly where they are, and then in the caption they tell you exactly what it is. If you watch stories, and the ones who do a lot in their stories, they'll often put little captions or whatever, little tags on the food and the dish itself, so you know exactly what you're looking at. But kind of a fun thing might just be, hey, do you even know what this is? Like, if I just put this dish down in front of you at the table, I mean, obviously you'd get to smell it, but like, would you even know what it was as soon as you looked at it? And I don't think it's always that obvious. And maybe it's kind of fun. I think it is kind of fun. I had fun in my own brain, like just kind of looking at pictures and not looking at the captions, wondering what they were. So anyways, I posted one panel on the Daily Super Salad story, and it was like a picture of like this clam dish, and it kind of looked like there was like a lot of garnish and like all that kind of other stuff. And I just posted it with a question: do you know what this is, or do you know what dish this is? And then it just kind of hit me like, oh man, this is what this is, like the potential of Super Salad. And this is where it could really like take off. I think where people could really engage with this in a more meaningful way than with Super Salad. So immediately, within an hour, I had created an email address, an Instagram account for something called Name That Dish YYC. And I then like posted a few polls on Super Salad. One was like the open-ended question of, can you name this dish? And after that, I did like a quiz. I did the poll, like the two choices thing. And people were all over the poll, like the two choice one, but they weren't engaging with the open-ended question one. So that's just kind of like a tidbit. I think I could work on that. But the benefits of this over Super Salad were plentiful. this is what I want to talk about, like why I think this might actually be better than Super Salad, and why I think it would be beneficial and might garner a lot of attention if I can pivot to this. And so anyways, number one, it draws attention to pictures, and it makes the pictures more meaningful. Instagram obviously is totally visual and based around pictures. It's what I was trying to incorporate with Super Salad anyways. So this not only brings it into the mix, but also like makes it a meaningful part of the poll. So I really like that. Number two is it's not daily. One of the benefits that I noted with Super Salad was the accountability, and I kind of liked that I had like a thing to force me that forced me to do or engage with it every day. But I've already found myself, like, you know, when it gets to like 5 days in a row or 6 days in a row, like it kind of becomes a chore and it's really not fun. So the benefit of this is that I can do it as much as I want every day. I can do it infrequently, whatever, take days off and stuff like that. So that's really good. And not to say that I'm glad to like not have the accountability. I'm just saying that it allows more flexibility. I found that when I was doing Super Salad, I would sit down for like, you know, half an hour at a time. Sometimes it would take up to 2 hours because I was trying to do other things in between, like important things, like take care of my daughter. And it would just really drew itself out. So I think this way I can even get somebody else to help me because I just send them pictures and questions and then maybe they can upload for me. So time saver and less of a commitment there. The other benefit is the ease that it provides for like collaboration. I can literally reach out to someone and say like, can I use pictures from your page? And that's it. And they say yes. And then I'm just screen grabbing and posting like guessing game questions and stuff like that with their page, tagging them in the stories, which makes it easy for them to share my profile with people. It gives them a reason to share it. And not only that, but I can easily collab with both foodies and restaurants because I can do entire segments on, hey, today we're visiting Holy Grill, for example, and then I put up polls of like six questions of like six different Holy Grill dishes. You don't think Holy Grill would love that kind of attention if my page was getting attention? Obviously, I mean, I'm not talking about having two followers, but if and when this kind of gets bigger, Holy Grill, you know, and then they just share to their story pretty easy. And then if somebody like a foodie wants to collab with me, they just send me a post, for example. And they say like, here's something you can use. I grab it and, you know, share it in the stories. And then the stories become posts, which means that I now have like a, I now post pictures taken by other foodies. I'm giving them credit. And I just basically am creating like a smorgasbord. Yeah, I had to use the food food term for it. I'm creating a smorgasbord. I'm weaving a tapestry. I am creating a scrapbook of like YYC foodies. So it becomes a really cool way to incorporate like bring together the Calgary food scene. And like, I love the term food lovers and not foodies because I know a lot of people who just really enjoy the experience of food but think that they aren't foodies because to be a foodie, you have to go to restaurants and you have to go to places and try them. And I don't know if there's like an expectation that you have to have like a documented journey of all the places you've been to be a foodie. Like, I don't even like calling myself a foodie because people are like, okay, so you're a foodie? Like, tell me a good place to go. And I'm like, fuck. Like, I've been to half the places I even want to go to in Calgary, but I still really, really enjoy food. I think it's a tremendous experience to enjoy my food. I think that's different. So anyways, I think this could be a really cool like hub and a really interesting way to bring people together. I definitely want to incorporate what are we on? 3, 4 now? The hub is number 3. Number 4, like I want to incorporate the giving back. And if you could bring influencers, like if you can bring those influencers together to one place and you kind of say to them, and hey, here's the message of the hub that we have. The message is that we care about giving back. And I want to carry on what I started with Daily Super Salad, which is giving back to a different local Calgary charity that supports food it helps to ensure that those who are, you know, homeless or less well off, or I'm not sure what the politically correct term is, but people who don't have the same access to food, ready access to food into their hands. I don't even know if that was a proper sentence, but apparently I was thrown off by the political correctness of those who do not have access to food every day. So January was the food bank, for example. There's all kinds of organizations, Brown Bagging for Kids, Mustard Seed, the Drop-In Center. What's it called? I had one. There's a big long list, but anyways, you know what I mean, like charitable organizations. So anyways, I literally like created this account last night. I'm going to see what I can do with it. I am much more optimistic about it than I was for Super Salad. And I was optimistic about that. I think this is going to be a lot simpler, a lot more straightforward, a lot more attractive. And I think can gain like way more traction as well. So I'm excited. And that is the story behind Name That Dish YYC, how I started it, why I started it. So I'm really excited about it. Check me out on Instagram. I'm probably going to start a TikTok page pretty soon. Thanks so much for tuning in, listening to this episode of Navigating with Zaki Ahmed. Oh, and by the way, if you've listened this far, you're interested enough to know that I just did a tour, like an intro training session sort of thing at the Work Nicer podcast studio. It's one of the benefits you get as a member. So I've already booked 2 podcast studio recording sessions next week, Monday and Tuesday. Not first thing, but in the morning. So I'm really excited to get like some better quality recordings and to have some support from that Work Nicer community as well. I think it's going to be really cool. So I'll see you on that higher quality flip side, everyone. Have a good weekend. Or day, or night, or morning, or whatever. Bye!